All right, and let's take another call. Mary Jane has been waiting quite a while also in Federal Way. Hello, Mary Jane.
Hi, Dr. Sherman. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I just want to tell all your listeners out there that you are fabulous. You're a wonderful doctor, and you're very caring, and you're just amazing. So thank you for
Well, thank you for that. That's great.
You're unbelievable. You truly are. You're the first one who found my candida after searching with many, many doctors for 2.5 years. So that was the number one thing you did for me. But that was like, you kind of looked at me like, you've been to how many doctors? But I think you talked to me for about a half hour, and you said, well, I think I know what you have. And I'm like, yeah, really?
Sure, right, yeah.
And it was what you thought I had.
Well, thank you for that. I really appreciate that. I didn't pay her to call, folks, so.
No, he didn't. In fact, I didn't think I was going to get on. But I just love you to death. You're wonderful.
Thank you. Is there a question I can answer for you?
One of my questions was, I've been on identical hormones for quite a while, and I was wondering how often you should be retested for that.
You know, our typical approach is annually. Sometimes when you're first starting, we'll check once every 6 months or even 3 months at times. But typically, once you get fairly balanced, and if you're postmenopausal, once a year is pretty much, all you really need. Rarely some people go 2 years if they're really stable. But usually we recommend once a year, and typically there's other things we recommend, breast thermography and, and looking at your other metabolic profiles, check your liver and kidney. Normally once a year is good. If you're doing well, then, we might tweak your dosage a little bit, but otherwise, make sure that everything is going well.
Okay, I actually brought you your clinic and you a prescription from another doctor because I actually wanted you guys to fill it. So, that answers my question. I need to come back in there and get retested.
Sounds good. All right.
The breast mammography, is that there at your clinic or is it another clinic?
Well, we only have breast thermography.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's no... Well, you're probably familiar with thermography. There's no compression. Yeah. There's no radiation involved. It's just, and it's a very powerful tool. It was accepted, before mammography came out. So we use it quite a bit as a screening tool.
Okay. All right. Well, I think they recommend that, too, on that series about the truth about cancer.
Yes.
So they recommend that on that series.
Yeah, It's a very safe method, and if something is showing up, then sometimes we'll do other things like an MRI or an ultrasound or to try and diagnose. But it's a screening tool just like mammograms, and there's a lot of false negatives in mammograms too. So
yeah, right. Now, is that because a cancer cell will be creating its own blood vessels so that
exactly
goes up red on the screen?
Exactly right. Yeah, there's more heat produced, and it'll show up on the heat scan that women undergo. So it's a great little tool.
Okay. Well, I'll make an appointment for that too.
All right,
well,
Mary Jane. Thanks.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you and all that you do, and I'm always happy when you're on the phone.
Thank you, Mary Jane.
I like Jonathan Wright, too, but I really especially like you.
Thanks so much. All right. Thanks for the call.